This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers and sisters, as I promised last week, inshallah ta'ala, today is not necessarily the final part, but it's part two or a follow-up to what we talked about last Friday. And talking about this subject is not in any way escape from the painful reality that our ummah is living through. And inshallah, I'll comment in the second khutbah bi'idhnillahi ta'ala towards the end, inshallah ta'ala. Please continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their struggle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring an end to this bloodshed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring justice upon those who torture people, kill innocent civilians, and spread mischief and destruction over the land. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We talked about what defines a man, aspects of what defines a true man in Islam, and we said that the Quran clearly states that a real man is someone that fulfills his obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfills his commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal praised these people. We talked also about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises men who are not distracted. Wealth or accumulation of wealth, business, any of these things do not distract them from their primary role in life, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remember Allah azza wa jal. So Allah azza wa jal praises them. رِجَال لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. But that's not where it stops. If we further dig into the Quran, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also praises men who fulfill their responsibilities, their communal responsibilities, as well as their familial responsibilities. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about, and today we'll focus on the family. Allah azza wa jal addresses the men, the believing men, and says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, preserve yourselves, protect yourselves and your families from a fire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, whose fuel are men and stone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places this responsibility of leading the family towards Jannah and protecting the family from this miserable destination called hellfire upon the men primarily. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those who care for their family's spiritual well-being and worry about their fate on the Day of Judgment. And in the very verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about an exemplar, a great role model for all men throughout history, an amazing personality that the Quran praises, a man who was raised by another even greater man, Ismail alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Ismail for assuming that leadership role within his family and guiding his family towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal says, and I want you to pay attention to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised him right before he talked about his family role. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised him for being someone who is true to his word. Someone who would be committed to his word. Someone who fulfilled his covenant with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صادق الوعد. He was someone who was truthful in his promise. And remember, we said, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. So he was someone who would fulfill his commitment and keep his word. And we know throughout history, in many cultures, men were known to be people who would keep their word at any cost. And there are amazing stories out there that show that part of a real man's personality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised him for being sadiq al-wa'd. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also of his qualities in addition to this. وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيَّ وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّ. And part of being a true man, a man of God, was that he used to enjoin upon his family and remind them to pray, كَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ, and to purify themselves or to give zakah, to fulfill their financial obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reinforces this. وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's a man who is responsible within his household. He is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you see, a lot of people usually just focus on the responsibility or the degree or the privilege that comes with that. They forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, that men are قَوَّامُونَ. And there isn't a word in English that can do this term, this Quranic term, justice. There isn't. A lot of times when someone comes and reminds people, and very often men also quote this verse, أَرِجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. In what context? قَوَّامُونَ means you're in charge, you're responsible, you're obligated, Allah will hold you accountable, you're not going to go past a particular point on the day of judgment until you present enough evidence that you have fulfilled your responsibilities. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. That's what it means. That's why the scholars say it's tashrif, it's taklif, not tashrif. They say it's a degree of responsibility, not power or honor. Because we're all equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِمَا أَنفَقُ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave men in general, and on top of that for being responsible. Which brings me to the second obligation. The second obligation that the Quran clearly states is the financial obligation. The man is responsible for his family. And someone might say, well, isn't it obvious? No, Habibi. Yeah, Habibi, it's not obvious anymore. What used to be obvious, what used to be common sense, is no longer common sense. Especially amongst the younger generations. There's a shift in the mindset that unfortunately many Muslim men, especially of the younger generation, do not realize that in Islam, the husband or the man, And the reason I'm saying the husband or the man is because he may not be married. He could be someone who is looking after his parents. So if the parents cannot earn for themselves, it is the son, it's the man who's supposed to earn for his family and take care of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places that responsibility upon the shoulders of men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. Someone might say, well, what if someone cannot? These are the exceptions. The general rule is that the men are responsible to earn for their families. And they're not doing anyone a favor, they're just doing themselves a favor. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that He will assist and provide strength and provide guidance for any man that fulfills that responsibility. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also reinforces that in his statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a man. Not only that, but everything that you earn for the sake of spending on your family, Allah azza wa jal considers that for you as a sadaqah. You will be rewarded for it. And when you are on a path to go and earn halal living for your family, then you are on a path to Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our men safe and strong for their family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, bless their wealth and health, and bless their earning. So keep that in mind. It is the responsibility of the man, fully. And Allah will reward you for it. Nonetheless, it is your responsibility. That's part of qiwama. That is one of the qualities of real men in the Quran and in the prophetic tradition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, part of a man's responsibility is to treat the members of his household, be it his parents, his siblings, his sisters, his children, his wife or wives, kindly. And a man does not overburden or pressure the members of his household. He tries to take care of his own affairs to the best of his ability. Because a man does not allow someone else to have a favor over him to the best of their ability. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a great example of that. He used to take care of his own affairs. There is nothing I'm more envious than a man who is independent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you and I to be like that. And I'm telling you this, and I'm not trying here to lecture you and tell you I am not, unfortunately. I'm not the best example when it comes to this. But I do know individuals that I personally envy for being self-sufficient and independent. They know how to take care of themselves. They don't mind someone else taking care of them, but they know how to take care of themselves. And it's a beautiful quality. And I urge young men to learn to take care of your own affairs. Clean after yourself. Make your bed. Take care of your own affairs. Be independent. It's a beautiful quality. The wives of the Prophet ﷺ praised him for being like that. They said he used to take care of his own things. He would fix his own sandals, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would fix, if his clothes rips, he takes care of it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to do his own thing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the prophets that he praised and he considered to be a role model for himself was Dawood alayhi salam. He said Dawood used to ya'kulu min amali yadi. He used to eat from what he earned. Either that means that he earned it himself, or he used to make his own food or enjoy doing that. There's nothing wrong with that. Be proud of that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on top of that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every now and then, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he felt that his family members, his wives, or any member of his family needed help, needed physical help or assistance, كان يكون في مؤونة أهله. He will make a use out of himself, صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was a very useful person. He didn't just sit around on a recliner waiting to be served, but the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to lend a hand. What help do you need? It is beyond me, my dear brothers and sisters, whenever I, and unfortunately I've seen this multiple times, beyond me when I see women doing hard labor stuff while the men are sitting watching. I'm like, where is the manliness? Where is the masculinity? Where is the rujula? It just doesn't make sense that you're sitting around smoking something or chewing something while the women are doing the hard labor stuff. لا يليق بالرجل. Or a woman is walking around carrying all kinds of shopping bags, and the man is just sitting in the car waiting on his phone. لا يليق. That's not a good example for our youth, for our shabab. Because we need men, real men, that have chivalry, shahama. Because these are the type of men that will stand pointing their finger and say, we're not going to be abused. We're going to stand up for our rights. And we're going to defend our honor. And we're going to defend our property. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. A man asked Al-Hasan, who should I marry my daughter to? What kind of a man should I seek for my daughter, or what kind of a man should I? He said, someone who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fears no one except Allah azza wa jalla. A real man fears no one except Allah azza wa jalla. He doesn't fear his wife. He's not intimidated by her. He doesn't feel that he's in a competition with her. He's not trying to impress. He doesn't do any of these. A real man doesn't do that. So, confident. Yani, if someone says your wife is here, he's not going to look around. Yani, that's not befitting of a real man. الرجل الحقيقي لا يخشى إلا الله لا يخاف من أحد إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى خصوصا زوجته ما بيخاف من زوجته. الرجل الحقيقي لا يخشى إلا الله. So what kind of emotion does he have towards his wife? It's one of two things. He either loves her and honors her, or he may not feel love, but he feels compassion. Rahmah, cares for her, one or the other. Someone might say, what about hatred? What about being resentful? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة. A believing man should not allow himself to hate or despise his own wife. He should not. Does this mean that women at the time of the Prophet ﷺ were perfect? They did everything? He said, no. He said, well, if he does not like something about her, then he should focus on something else that he loves. But don't be fixated on that one negative thing or few negative things that you don't like about that person. Someone might say, what if there's nothing positive that I really care much for? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. With honor. Honor that person. That is why when Al-Hasan was asked, what kind of a man should I look for my daughter? He said to that man, a person who fears no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if he loves her, in أَحَبَّهَا أَكْرَمَهَا وَإِنْ كَرِهَهَا لَمْ يَظْلِمْهَا. And if he doesn't like her, he will not wrong her. A real God-fearing man does not wrong his wife. He doesn't play these games. He doesn't abuse. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ, when the men came to him, when the women came complaining, he said, and then he found out that they were being physically abused. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَا أُولَئِكَ بِخِيَارِكُمْ. These men are not the best of you. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِ أَوْ خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ في رواية. The best of you are those who are the best and the kindest to their family members. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was wronged by someone, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ilhaqi bi ahliki." Just go. He honored her sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A real man does not abuse, nor does he accept to be abused. He doesn't abuse others, especially those whom he's supposed to care for, nor does he accept to be abused. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revive this spirit of manhood as the Quran wants us to be. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to those who are standing their ground, fighting for their rights and fighting for justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them decisive victory. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن شاء الله I'll share something with you, a thought with you after the salah, inshallah. As inshallah, I ask for your forgiveness as well. Inshallah, tomorrow I'm going to be traveling for Umrah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, please keep me in your dua. And if I have wronged you in any way or fashion, please forgive me. If I disappointed you, please forgive me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins and our shortcomings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.